With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. A second Montana city is considering a goal to run off 100% clean, renewable energy by 2030. The resolution calls for the city of Helena to turn away from fossil fuels in an attempt to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. A draft of the resolution says the goal shows a willingness to take action on climate change through a carbon-free energy transition, quote, in the face of federal inaction, unquote. The resolution scheduled for debate tonight by the Helena City Commission follows a similar proposal passed by Missoula officials in 2019. A mental health counselor for Butte has pleaded guilty to defrauding Medicaid by billing the federal program for services she did not provide. Dana Trandall has been charged with 13 counts of Medicaid fraud and two other felonies that alleged tens of thousands of dollars in fraud. The Montana Standard reports she pleaded guilty Friday to two counts of Medicaid fraud as part of a plea agreement that calls for the rest of the charges to be dismissed at sentencing. An independent review of Northwestern Energy says the utility company failed to sufficiently factor renewable energy into how it could meet customer demand in the future. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The body that regulates energy utilities in the state, the Public Service Commission, hired Massachusetts-based consulting company Synapse Energy to examine how Northwestern Energy modeled different energy scenarios in its 20-year energy procurement plan. One of its major critiques is Northwestern lowballs estimates for how much electricity renewable energy sources could generate. Northwestern energy analyst Ben Fitch-Fleischman says renewables like wind in Montana often aren't reliable.
It's one thing to do a statistical or simulation exercise, and it's another thing to have the real experience of what's happened in recent history. And during our most recent cold snaps, when loads were peaking in Montana, the wind has been very near zero.
Fitch-Fleischman says Northwestern uses a standard modeling method adopted by the Southwest Power Pool, a regional transmission organization. He says Synapse is advocating for an alternative method of calculating the contribution of renewables.
Most places that are moving towards a calculation like that have power systems whose supplies are adequate, meaning they have enough generation to meet their loads. And in Montana, we don't have that, so we're already very short. And so it's kind of like taking a big gamble on whether or not the wind is going to be there.
Northwestern has said it needs an additional 725 megawatts by 2025 to meet customer demand. It says coal and natural gas are the most reliable sources to hit that target. In its report, Synapse also says Northwestern overestimates how pricey the operation and maintenance of solar is while underestimating the cost of gas. Synapse says Northwestern's request for proposals for new resources contains, quote, several severe flaws, end quote, that restrict renewables' ability to compete. Synapse says Northwestern is unnecessarily requiring on-demand sources, blocking bids for some wind projects, and using overly stringent specifications for storage resources not supported by its model. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Five Democratic candidates running for Montana's U.S. Senate seat set themselves apart on healthcare, foreign relations, and relatability at a debate in Bozeman Friday night. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Veteran and engineer John Muse said he's the only candidate who can beat incumbent Republican Senator Steve Daines because he is
the only candidate with agricultural experience in an agriculture state, the only candidate who has served his country in a combat zone where Montana leads the nation second only to Alaska in military service, the only candidate to live in rural Montana where 50% of the general electorate voters reside.
Public health advocate Cora Newman said addressing healthcare shortages in rural Montana is a top priority.
We have a senator sitting in Washington threatening with some of the best healthcare in the country, by the way. He's enjoying great healthcare. Threatening to rip that healthcare away from 1 in 10 Montanans.
When asked what is the biggest threat to foreign policy, Helena Mayor Wilmot Collins said the person in the White House.
That's the only trained foreign policy officer here. I'll tell you, our greatest threat is our president. Look, the United States, we've lost our competitive edge.
Data analyst Mike Knowles said democracy is at stake and needs to be repaired before fixing other issues.
And the only way we do that is by fighting corruption, is by fixing our tax code and our economy.
Fly fishing guide Josh Seckinger, who entered the race this month, said he's running to provide a voice for working class Montanans.
I know I'm not the smartest person on this stage, and I will never pretend to be. You know, but I feel like I have a message that resonates.
Incumbent Danes and Ace Hardware store manager Daniel Larson are running for the Republican nomination. Montana's primary elections are June 2nd. In Bozeman, I'm Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The educational records of a Star University of Montana quarterback accused of rape will remain confidential after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to get involved in the case brought by author John Krakauer. Montana Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education spokesperson Karen Ogden says the development is not surprising.
The Montana University System's management of student records in this case all along has been based on a careful balancing act. We had to really weigh Montana's open record laws with our legal obligation to protect student educational records.
Krakauer had made a public records request for the document in 2014 while writing the book, quote, Missoula Rape and the Justice System in a College Town, unquote. Montana officials had denied Krakauer access to the documents related to former University of Montana quarterback Jordan Johnson, who was accused and eventually not found guilty of rape in 2012. Krakauer says he will lobby Congress to get rid of the law used to justify withholding the documents. Sophia Stewart-Rossi, Montana Public Radio News.